And the kick is good. Finds Barker, who finds the end zone for the second time tonight.
Brandon Peters will be back. We'll actually go with him as our starting quarterback.
He dives. What a heroic effort, though, from Brandon Peters.
An exciting time for us to get back into Big Ten play. A lot of familiar faces, obviously Locks and Coach Zook. The familiarity of those two guys with the stadium and the environment here is also something that we got to be accounted for.
And we are live at Pia's College Game Day, live at Pia's. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lante, Derek Piper alongside. We've got all your pre-gaming today as Illinois gets ready to face Maryland tonight. Official kickoff is 8:05 on FS1. That's Fox Sports 1. Illinois will try to get back on the winning way. Of course, they defeated Nebraska in week one. They are 1-0 in the Big Ten, undefeated in the Big Ten. I guess that's the good news coming in, but of course, the loss to UTSA and then pretty much getting smoked last week against Virginia leaves Illini fans a little bit, you know, feeling a little scary, I would say, going in against a Maryland team that can score a lot of points. Derek Piper will be with me here in a second, but right now I'm going to welcome in the owner of Pia's, and that's Eric Meyer. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing perfect, Tay. Glad to be here and excited for another game day.
Amen, and thank you again for always having us out here. It's fun to do. We got to get Illinois winning again. How are we going to do that?
Well, we better start controlling the line of scrimmage because that's probably been the most difficult part. And frankly, throwing flat passes into the flats that are only, you know, 3 to 6 yards are not going to do anything.
No.
We've got to get it over the middle. We've got to get behind those linebackers and open things up a little bit, and that'll help the running game too.
You mentioned it to me before the show, Mike Locksley, our old buddy, Ron Zook, our old buddy. They're both in town. I bet both of those guys would love to leave Champaign-Urbana with a victory, huh?
I'm sure that there's a lot of thoughts there between those two and a lot of bad feelings of leaving Illinois too, because, you know, they didn't exactly leave on the best grounds there.
That's true. Very true. Especially Ron Zook, of course, when Mike Thomas came in and decided to make a move in that situation. All right, we're going to hear from Brett Bielma today and Jeff Ehrman, who covers the Maryland Terps. We'll hear from both of those guys. A little sound on tape, TV term, SOT. We'll do that around 4:30. We're going to talk about the fourth annual Hall of Fame class. Kevin Hardy, one of those guys, and I know Eric, Kevin Hardy, Mo Gardner, those guys were part of some great defenses at Illinois. If we only had a little bit of offense back then.
Some of the best. Of course, Hardy's a Buckus winner and what have you, so he certainly leads the way in this class, but we've even got a hometown person here too, not associated with football, but Gia Lewis over there,
right.
and her discus and things like that, so a little hometown Centennial High School pride here as well.
Very cool. Some cool names going in. We'll get to those as we go along on the show. We got Hans D is here for a little Who You Got. We'll give our predictions of this game with Maryland and Illinois, and we'll talk all about it with Derek Piper. But first, before we get there, we are live at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. And Eric, as always, we've got some great giveaways.
Always a lot of fun. We got a Coach P signed football for today. The Captain Morgan girls are on their way as well, so we've got lots of Captain Morgan giveaways that they're going to do, too. We've got football tickets, gift certificates, parking passes.
Sweet.
Just a lot of fun stuff here and some great specials with Captain and Dos Equis and Twisted Tea. And of course, don't forget the Big Bellamy.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
A big half-pound pork tenderloin grill, just as good as you can get it.
Mm.
You'll think you're at the county fair, and that's all right here at Pia's.
And what's wrong with the $3 bratwurst and chips as well? There's nothing. You can do both that early in the show and a big Bielma before you head over. We got to get some base tonight, Eric.
You know what? Might as well build the base for the tailgate, get it all started here, and then head over to the stadium.
Hey, and I was going to ask you about that because I've been locked in a office all day. I could not get out. And you said, though, you drove by the tailgate lots and a lot of guys out there.
Unbelievable. You could see smoke coming up out of the smokers out there.
Love it.
been by there twice because I was heading over to the, you know, got a professional tennis group over there. We got a lot of Illini guys over there today, and the only ones that are left were in doubles action this afternoon. But, you know, driving by there, and they, of course, already gotten everything shut down on Kirby or Florida between first and fourth. But, hey, I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there already after it.
Love it. It was funny. This last thing, I was sitting there at my desk today, and about 1:30 rolled around, and I saw a picture on Twitter of guys being out, Illini fans being out there that have been there since 7 a.m., and I started laughing. I'm like, this is how people think of me every Saturday. Like, they sit there at noon going, that idiot has been there since 7 a.m., but, hey, it felt kind of weird. I feel bad that I wasn't out there. I feel like I'm letting Illinois down today, Eric.
I'd like to be out there, too, and I will be later, but we got to do this show first, and we're happy to be have you here. And
thank you.
And it'll be great for another show once again, and great prizes to get. And let's go Illini.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Eric, thank you so much. Eric Meyer, he is the owner of Pia's here at, of course, in Champaign. And we are ready to roll now with this show. Derek Piper is back on the mic now.
What's up?
Pipes, I'm worried about tonight.
You should be.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm worried about this game. How worried should I be, and why should I be worried the most?
You should be very worried because on paper, this is the toughest matchup you've faced in terms of an offense. And this has been a defense that's given up more than 1,000 yards in the last two games. We gotta get this name down, but Talia.
Not Maryland's defense. I'm talking about
Illinois' defense facing this Maryland offense and the weapons that they possess. They have two NFL guys at wide receiver. Dante Demas is a guy that's caught a touchdown in six straight games. He's a big physical wide receiver, 6'3", has some speed and athleticism on top of that. And then Rakim Jarrett.
Another five-star guy
who was committed to LSU, ended up decommitting, and plays for Mike Locksley there in Maryland. And he is a speedster. He is a big-time threat with his speed. And both those guys have lit it up here early on. They've only played two games, but had a good test against West Virginia. The Terps prevailed in that one.
Yes, they did.
In a close game. And Tagovailoa has played well. It's been a guy that has been up and down early on in his career. He's now a junior. I think he's matured.
Mm-hmm.
Through two games, he's thrown six touchdowns, completion percentage over 76%, and no interceptions. So he's been lighting it up, and this has been an Illinois defense that is certainly licking their wounds and trying to find some answers with Ryan Walters and that unit.
Tagovailoa is a guy that transferred from Alabama. Of course, his brother Tua, now in a NFL quarterback for Miami, the Dolphins. He transferred from Alabama to Maryland, and as you mentioned, Jarrett transferring from LSU. So you got a couple of guys that were good enough for the SEC. You know they're going to bring speed. You know they're going to bring some athleticism to this game. Is there any way this Illinois defense can slow them tonight? And if there is, how? And I guess you should make about $1 million a day if you figure this one out.
It's a tough dilemma for Ryan Walters right now.
It is.
You're not getting in the backfield with your front four. And are you going to bring extra pressure? Well, that leaves you isolated on the outside, where so far you look back to the Virginia game and the way they were able to burn you over the top. And just you don't have maybe the athleticism to match with Maryland. So do you leave those guys on an island, Tony Adams, Devin Witherspoon, versus the fact of sitting back in zone coverage where Ryan Walters wanted to do that against Virginia, and you had so many blown assignments and guys running wide open. You're just, what is going on for a unit that looked – pretty darn good in week zero and had some momentum and made Adrian Martinez uncomfortable. In terms of the Illinois defense, I think you need some takeaways. I think that's got to be something that you're able to lean your hat on and just have a couple momentum plays go your way.
I agree.
But I think that you got to use your offense to help your defense. And we're going to talk about that, but establishing the run game. I know this has been a broken record.
I know.
Controlling time of possession, keeping your defense off the field. Can you help your D in that sense? Because on paper, this defense against this offense is a major mismatch.
Well, and going back to the defensive side of things, you saw an Illinois defense that came out against Nebraska. Of course, they were able to kind of hide what they were going to do up until that moment, and then we were all impressed with the kind of pressure. The fact, I mean, I'll always remember the Witherspoon when he blitzed off the corner from the cornerback slot, and it just seemed like you were causing some havoc in that game. And then against UTSA, you weren't. And then obviously against Virginia, you weren't. So I sit there and I look at it and I think about tonight, and I'm like, okay, do you get back to the game one kind of deal where you just say, you know what, we're going to take our chances, we're going to bring pressure, we're going to hope that whatever, what is it, Tagovailoa, or how, I'm going to say it wrong on, I'm going to say Tua, even though it's his brother, I'm just going to say Tua, and hope that maybe he's having an off night, or do you sit and do the old bend but not break? And that's what Jay Layman always talks about, in the sense that if you're Illinois, you kind of have to go into that bend but not break and kind of hope that they make the mistakes. But, you know, that methodical 5 to 12 yard catch just going right down the field is so frustrating to watch as an Illini fan, and it just seems like the other team is never in a third down situation or a third and long situation to where it just gets frustrating. So you sit there and you think, okay, which one's going to work, being aggressive or sitting back in the zone coverage? I guess with the zone coverage, you mentioned it against Virginia that Ryan Walters was not happy with the communication, which just drives me nuts with the fact that these guys have been playing so much football, they have so much experience, and yet we're still making communication errors on the football field. That is ridiculous at this point. I don't, you know, look, if you're talented or not, you should be smart enough to do the communication thing and figure that stuff out. So we'll see. We'll see what Ryan Walters elects to do tonight. I think on my end, I don't know if I'm to the point now at 1-2 getting blown out by Virginia that you just go for broke. Let's bring some pressure and let's see what happens early. You can always adjust if needed, but I'm not Ryan Walters. I'm not Coach Bielma. We'll see. We'll see what happens when you get into Memorial Stadium. I think that's one thing that I'm going to look at. And I, tonight, when I get into my seat, how aggressive is this defense? Because against Virginia, Derek, and then I'll shut up, I mean, Owen Carney, Isaiah Gay, nobody, Roderick Perry, anybody was getting any kind of pressure, any kind of push up front, and you just can't have that again against a Maryland team that could light you up for 50 points. That's scary, but
it's
they could.
It's a dilemma, and it really is something that you're going to want to watch early. I do think there is something to be said for making Tagovailoa uncomfortable and having him sit back there and think,
yes,
where's some pressure going to come from? Because this is a guy that is in a groove right now. He's riding some momentum off a very good start. We know that he's very talented. He's got to have the utmost confidence in his wide receivers, knowing that they're big play guys. And if Illinois is going to sit back there and be predictable, they're going to be able to have success. On the flip side, you should be able to limit big plays. Mm-hmm. Like Illinois right now is giving up 15 yards per catch. And I'll be honest, and this sounds kind of funny, but has Lovie Smith poisoned the well that bad, like on his way out, to where these guys on defense are sitting back just waiting for things to go wrong, waiting for mistakes to happen. They don't have confidence in themselves when one big play leads to several. And I don't understand why simple things for a defense that has a lot of veterans, even in the back end, we talk about talent and having question marks. There are a lot of veterans back there that should be able to say, okay, I've got deep third, I've got this
exactly.
side of the field. There should be no breakdowns. Maybe I get out-athleted or whatever you want to say. Like, he's a better athlete than me, but I'm going to try to be in the right spot. You shouldn't be 15 yards wide open. So I think it is a little bit of both. And I think, as Jay, I agree with Jay's point of, if you can make Maryland, even if they are going to score on you eventually, you want to, of course, be good in the red zone.
Right.
You know, make them kick
short
field
the
goals.
Field and hope that you can.
Right. Make them kick field goals versus touchdowns. But there's something to be said for a 12, 13, 14 play drive. Make them score that way.
Yes.
Then two big shots down the field and all of a sudden they're in the end zone.
Here we go. And this is what it's scary about. But I know Brett Bielma earlier this week, in fact, I believe it was yesterday, actually, not that much earlier this week. And Trevor, this would be Brett too, talked about kind of that issue with the back end of his defense and what needs to happen to be able to stop this Maryland team.
You know, so at the corner position, we've had obviously Spoon, TA, a little bit of Taz, sprinkled in some of the freshmen. You know, guys have played well at times, and at times we need to get better at, and especially helping them as coaches. So I think a corner, whether we're playing at the high school level, college, or NFL, those guys are put on islands a lot, right? They're put in environments that if they make a mistake, the whole world knows it. So I think that is something unique in itself. You got to make sure that you got a feel for them and understand them. Jarrett is a guy that, you can see that they game plan certain things, definitely used in certain situations as well as certain route concepts. The guy that makes it all go, obviously, is the quarterback. But I would say just their offense makes sense when you're watching them, you know, between West Virginia and obviously versus Howard. Like, they have a plan. They execute it. The players play at a high rate. You can see the tempo and what they use to try to keep that all orchestrated. They run the ball effectively, kind of with some old school philosophies, with some new school thinking. So they're a very unique preparation. They do a really, really good job. You got, for us, Tony Adams and Spoon, who are both very talented players, but completely different people and personnel in a way they kind of respond both to success and adversity. So I think just part of us as a coaches is these first three games is getting to know and learn and understand our players as much as you can learn from a practice or a scrimmage. There's nothing like live football. And we've had to learn a lot through these guys these first 3 weeks, both through success and failure and how to handle them. So hopefully that's something everybody's getting better at.
That is Brett Bielema, of course, talking about how his defense can adjust. Now, will it? That's the big question tonight, Derek, and I don't know. I'm going to have to see it before I believe it. Of course, they're going to be trying to stop not only Jarrett and Demas, two stud wide receivers out there, and, of course, an offense that can put up major points. They have twice already against a good West Virginia team, a pretty solid West Virginia team. Then, of course, what, Fordham, which I don't think they're probably giving them much. But Jeff Ehrman on 24/7 was talking about how the development of their quarterback, Talia Tagovailoa. I did not say that right. You say it.
Who's going to have a tougher time, us saying his name or Ryan Walters stopping him? I don't know. I honestly haven't figured that out.
Toli Tagovailoa. No. Was that better?
No.
Talia Tagovailoa.
Let's talk. Trevor is giving us heck back in the station. Let's hear from Jeff Ehrman, or Furman, excuse me. Ehrman, is Jeff Ehrman, on the development of their quarterback.
He looks more decisive. I mean, he spent the whole summer. He's a, you know, like his father raised champions. That was his whole thing. He's one of those quarterback dads who, you know, he's going to raise some thoroughbred guys who are just focused on the game. He's not on social media at all. So some people say that, but he actually lives that student of football thing. So he looks more decisive. He's not making the forced throws so far. Last year, he had a tendency to make forced throws and had 7 picks in 4 games because of it. He hasn't done that so far. And he actually looks a little bit quicker, too, back there. I mean, there's been several times in the first 2 games where there was a pretty good rush, and he's danced around for 3 or 4 seconds and then found somebody on the run. You know, Dante Demas and Rakim Jarrett, it's hard to find a combo better than those two guys. And then I saw Pro Football Focus posted today that Maryland's the only school to have 2 receivers, I think, in their top 80 or whatever. But the other guy was not Demas. It was actually Jayshon Jones and Jarrett. So Jones is pretty good. They got a few other guys who are good. And, you know, it's the deepest receiver core they've had in a while. And those first 2 guys, Demas and Jarrett, are big player receivers. Maryland's pretty good at the tackles. They haven't allowed much of a pass rush. But, you know, it's really hard to say where their weakness is again because Howard was a scrimmage, and so they only have 1 game really to go on. But I would say the interior of the line, you know, that would be the one area that I still want to see them hold up against another real team. And obviously, if you pressure Tagovailoa, if you're able to get to him, you see if maybe he makes some of those bad throws that he was prone to making last year. This is a huge game for them. This is really a huge game for them because if they win this, they have a chance to get to 4-0 going into the Iowa game. And then, you know, you're kind of in that house money situation. Like, we win this, it's a whole different kind of season. Like, it's no longer like, let's rebuild and just try to maybe get a bowl game. So, you know, because I should explain, because they have Kent State after Illinois. So, obviously, they should beat Kent State. So, this is one where you really can get the fans on the bandwagon, get the excitement going. You lose this, things kind of sputter. The excitement really, I think, takes a big hit. So for them, this is an enormous swing game kind of situation.
That is Jeff Ehrman from Terps 24/7 site. We want to thank Illini Inquirer. That was Jeremy Warner's podcast. Got that information off of from Jeff Ehrman. He said Tagovailoa. Doesn't sound that hard. I kind of just said it a little bit there. This is a good quarterback. This is a quarterback that has been inconsistent, Derek, in his career thus far. But it seems like he's found consistency. Now, maybe if he'd want to be inconsistent tonight, I'd be okay with that. It's about time, right? It's game 3 for them. But if he's not, What are some of the things that he can really hurt Illinois with?
Well, you look at his stats so far through two games. He's 48 for 63, 606 yards, completion percentage above 76%.
That scares me right there.
So he's been very efficient, and he's been able to move the chains. Six touchdowns, zero interceptions. He's thrown for three touchdown passes in four of his last five starts.
Wow.
The one thing, as we've talked about in terms of inconsistency, it's really been turnovers for him. Last year on the road, he went to Indiana, threw three interceptions. Early in the year, threw three interceptions against Northwestern on the road. So you would hope that maybe the turnover bug is going to bite him. It's stayed away so far, but maybe it would happen here tonight. But in terms of what he brings, it's a strong arm. He's accurate. He has confidence now going down the field with the weapons that he has. And he's got athleticism in terms of being able to run. And again, this is very similar to what Brennan Armstrong brought to the table. Yes. And that was a guy that threw for over 400 yards and just lit you up last week in Virginia. So Tagovailoa is playing with a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of weapons. He's got a lot of ability. You got to just hope that something goes wrong for him early in that game in terms of his confidence or just to shake him a little bit.
We'll see. And the other interesting thing is that Illinois in three straight games has won the toss, and Brett Bielema is elected to receive the ball in the second half, which for the most part is always a pretty smart move, except that his defense immediately gives up touchdowns, and you think to yourself, all right, maybe tonight, if you win the toss, maybe just put your offense out there and let's try to get a lead. Let's try to get rolling, try to get some momentum in front of a home crowd to get rolling. And I assume if Maryland would win the toss, they would elect to receive in the second half. So I'm almost banking it. If there was a betting thing on FanDuel right now for this one, I'd be going heavy on Illinois having the ball first tonight. It would be nice to go down, at least mount a little bit of a drive and get down and get some points, whether it's three or seven. Get a lead, get some momentum going into this game before you turn the ball over to a Maryland team that we've just discussed can absolutely strike often and quick.
Yeah, getting off to a fast start offensively. We spent a lot of time talking about this defense and the challenge is up against them tonight. The offense has to do their part, and they have not here, especially early in games and then last week against Virginia, where you've had some slow starts. And I think that people are frustrated. I understand it was Art Sitkowski, and that probably dictated what was available on your play sheet and how much confidence you had in opening things up and taking some chances. But this offense has been fairly predictable and conservative and not – you know, really being a whole lot of creativity built into that offense. I think Tony Peterson still has a lot to prove. And I know that, listen, what he has at wide receiver is not ideal.
No.
The injury at quarterback is not ideal. Chase Brown not being fully available early on in the season, not ideal. But you got to be able to, in this game where it's built on the other side to be a shootout, you've got to be able to take some chances. You've got to use play action on first down. You've got to be aggressive on third down. You got to let Brandon Peters go out there and work, and we're going to see early on, is he showing rust or whatnot? But even then, I wouldn't wait to baby him. I think you got to be aggressive.
Let's go.
And know that you got to score 31, 35 points to win tonight's game, and you got to be able to put that up.
Brandon Peters in the offense. I want to reflect on that when we come back. We are live at Pia's. We're going to hear from Brett Bielema talking about, how about Deuce and Isaiah? Two guys, you mentioned the wide receiver position, not getting a lot out of that, but certainly Deuce and Isaiah have done their thing. So we'll get a little bit of thoughts on that from Brett Bielema. Also, a pretty cool guest captain this week for Illinois, a guy that, of course, had a career here at Illinois that was unbelievable, that led to a top pick, not number one pick, but the number two pick in the NFL draft. So we'll hear from Brett Bielema when we come back on that. We'll talk a little bit more about the offense. You said it, kind of a broken record, but you've got to be able to control the clock. Time of possession, you won that against Nebraska, and guess what? You won the game. That hasn't happened since. So that's something that Illinois obviously needs to work on. We are live at Pia's. It's our party under the tent. Tay and Piper here on College Game Day, live at Pia's. Come out. We've got tickets to give away. We've got an autographed Brett Bielema football. When you come in the tent, just sign up in the back for that. Captain Morgan tees and hats as well. And, of course, great specials. $3 bratwurst and chips. The Big Bielema, a pork tenderloin and chips as well. Captain Morgan drink specials. Happy hour food and drink specials all day long here at Pia's. It is the perfect spot to tailgate and do your pregame before we head down for the game tonight, 8:05 kickoff. We are back live at College Game Day. It is College Game Day live, live at Pia's. We are back. It is The Drive.
I bought a new gas range and dishwasher. This box store said they install, but just dropped them in my kitchen saying, I need a plumber.
Well, Mrs. Customer got herself in a pickle again, going to the old lumber yard, thinking that's where appliances come home ready to use.
They just showed up, dropped them off, and left.
No doubt they took your money and ski-daddled out of the county. Service after the sale isn't something that happens often these days.
Mr. Narrator Guy, where do you go?
Much obliged you asked. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they do things different. Hook up to gas and water. Shoot, they'll even convert natural gas to propane for the country folk.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Sounds like they'll fix me right up.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's Labor Day sale is going on now, all through September. GE French door refrigerators are in stock. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
A bird watching tradition is back this fall. As you relax and unwind a Sunday morning and walk through Urbana Park District's Busey Woods between 7:30 and 9 a.m., meet at the Anita Purvis Nature Center and take a guided bird watching hike. A great opportunity for beginning bird watchers to learn the basic techniques of birding. All ages are welcome, under 15 with an adult. Visit UrbanaParks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. Since day one, we've worked hard to become one of the best barbecue joints in the state of Illinois. Our meat is cooked low and slow, but our service is quick and courteous. Stop by for some delicious carryout or stay a while and dine in. Be sure to try our famous Paxton Punch. It's the most refreshing moonshine cocktail you've ever tasted. Order in-house or online takeout at humblehogbbq.com. We'll take care of you at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
We've all been through a lot over the past 18 months, and as we enter the fall, just remember, Campus Town Urgent Care will remain one of Central Illinois' most reliable and accessible homes for vaccines, PCR, and rapid testing. Dr. Tom Plura and his staff are open 7 days a week. For information and available times for vaccinations, PCR, and rapid testing, go to CampusTownUrgentCare.com. At 631 East Green Street in Champaign at the corner of Green and Wright, it's CampusTownUrgentCare.com.
Make Flooring Surfaces your first stop for new floors in Champaign. A beautiful showroom is filled with the latest on-trend fashions, with flooring pros on hand that provide design assistance and expert advice free of charge. Flooring Surfaces can get you the right tools to tackle projects yourself or provide professional installation service for all kinds of flooring. And with special sale pricing on dozens of flooring options, finding your next project couldn't be easier. See Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The carts are rolling at Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul. Ride the course in a brand new EasyGo cart. $30 weekdays, $40 weekends includes the cart. Grab your sticks and play some rounds. Then enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the 19th Hole Restaurant and Bar, serving locally sourced produce and meats with daily specials and fish Fridays. Enjoy drinks on the outdoor deck or try your luck in the new private gaming area. A day at Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul is more than just golf. Make it your favorite spot for good food and great times with friends.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Hey, it's Lante
and Derek Piper.
Join us live every Friday before home football games this season at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
We'll be giving away prizes, Illini football tickets, and more.
Come kick back, listen to our show, and grab a Slugger Burger.
It's College Game Day Live with Tay and Piper.
Every Friday before home football games at Pia's.
Han's going to be there?
Of course I'll be there.
Ah, great.
On ESPN Radio, 93.5.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is the party under the tent. We are live at College Game Day at Pia's Sports Bar. Get you ready for Illinois and Maryland tonight, 8:05, the official kick. Derek Piper, Lante from the drive. We wanted to talk more of the offense. I am going to ask you, by the way, in the next hour, Brad Underwood. We didn't get a chance to really talk a lot about this yesterday, but Brad Underwood, a new extension to his contract. So good news for Brad, good news for Illinois basketball fans. Also, some recruits that are coming into campus this weekend as well. So I'm going to pick your brain at 5:05. Now, the last time we did this, I kept saying
that. I was going to say that, yeah.
So at 5:05, once I introduce everything, get everything set up, then you're immediately going to jump in and say, Lon, we're talking basketball.
Sounds good.
That's fine with me. So Illinois 1-2. This will be the second meeting ever between Illinois and Maryland. Maryland won the only meeting a few years ago. Also, Illinois' fourth Friday night game in 5 years. They haven't won one yet. So if they don't win tonight, I'm okay with just getting rid of the Friday nights. I mean, number one, it's costing me tailgate time. There's a lot of issues going on here with the Friday, but we do love the idea that we can pregame here at Pia's and then get out to the game tonight at 8:05. This Illinois offense has got a job to do tonight, Derek, because I'm not sure the defense, even if it plays pretty well, is going to be able to really hold down a Maryland offense that is that strong and that explosive. Can this Illinois offense, I guess would be the question, keep pace with Maryland on that field? Do you expect that to happen? What needs to happen for that to happen?
I'll be honest, I don't necessarily expect it to happen.
Right.
I think that Brandon Peters coming off the injury, the good news is it wasn't the throwing shoulder. So
yes.
The fact that his arm has been good, that's not going to be something that limits him. I just wonder if he's going to be rusty because he's missed some practice. Just that chemistry with the wide receivers is really important. So I think that's something that could limit him a little bit. And then we talked about it earlier in the week. I still have some question marks about Brandon Peters, his ceiling, his ultimate upside when a game on the other side where it's going to be a shootout. It's supposed to be, at least on paper, what Maryland has done, what your defense has done or not done. You're going to need to put up some points. So I don't think that this offense can keep pace in that kind of a sense. Now, as we talked about before the break, can you control time of possession? Can you run the football? Can you own the line of scrimmage a lot better? That could change the game and put Maryland out of rhythm.
Yeah.
And maybe you dictate how the game is ultimately going to be played. I think that's something that this team is capable of doing, but it's time for this offensive line to step up.
It is.
You got Doug Kramer, you got
totally
Alex Karcheski, you got Verdarian Lowe. We've talked about Julian Pearl being inserted in there. You got to win up front.
I agree.
And this is a Maryland defense that has been good against the run in their two games, but you look back to what they did last year. This was a team that gave up on average 230 yards on the ground per game, which was second worst in the Big Ten. Can you guess who was worse?
Rutgers?
No, Illinois.
No, Maryland. Oh,
Lovie Smith defense was worse than that.
Oh, boy, that's hard to believe.
You need to establish the run. Chase Brown, Mike Epstein is available in this game.
Yes.
That is important. That is a positive. And is there anything that we can gain or just even see on the football field of Brian Hightower and Jafar Armstrong being available? We know that they're supposed to be able to play. We haven't seen any of them. I know they're coming off of injuries, but you're supposed to see more weapons out there, and you want to see what that looks like and have that play out on the football field. So if all those things go right for you, I think that you can be in this game, and maybe you get a turnover, maybe Maryland's off a little bit offensively, but that's what's going to have to happen in my mind for you to be able to win this game.
Who do you think is the most excited guy on that offense that Brandon Peters is back?
and starting again. Do you think it's Daniel Barker? Obviously, those two have connected quite a bit the last couple of years. Is it a guy like Isaiah Williams who can take advantage maybe of the in-the-slot crossing pattern kind of plays? Or is it a guy like Luke Ford who we've been still waiting for him to kind of break out? I know he had the touchdown in the Nebraska game early on, but we're still kind of waiting for an explosive, if you will, Luke Ford kind of game. I wonder if Brandon Peters isn't just sitting there chomping at the bit to get both tight ends, you know, involved in this game. Now, you talk about broken record. I mean, we have talked about that endlessly, and I don't know how hard that is to get that going, but it must be harder than I think. But who do you think, in your mind, would be the guy that's sitting there right now going, you know what, Brandon's back, I'm going to have a big night tonight?
I think it is what you said with the tight ends. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting for those guys to turn into these Bash brothers, these
yes.
guys that are going to be a problem at the same time in the same game. I mean, if Iowa could do it with Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson, and other teams have used effectively two tight ends
Huge.
At the same time. So I think that when you think about what was the very first play offensively of week zero against Nebraska, it was the play action on first down, and Luke Ford was open across the middle, and that was a confidence thing for Tony Peterson to call that play because I think he trusted Brandon Peters
yep.
to make that throw and to be aggressive, where maybe that didn't come out against UTSA and Virginia because it was Art Sitkowski, and he showed that he was a little giddy back there, maybe didn't seem fully comfortable
Agreed.
And confident back there. So I think that also when you look on paper with this Maryland defense, they are young at linebacker.
Yep.
So that is something that I know reading into what Jeff Ehrman had to say from the Maryland side on 24/7, they're young at linebacker.
Hopefully so that take advantage of that.
Plays into matchups against yep. Barker and Ford, and why not for one game either both of those guys each catch a touchdown or both go over 50 yards receiving. That is not too much to ask, I don't believe.
Are you taking the over on that?
I'm not going to bet that. But,
that's how
it's got to hit one of these days.
One of these days, right? That's where I knew I would find out for sure from Derek Piper if he's doing it or not and if he believes in that. I know there are two guys that have really kind of shown out a little bit at that receiver spot. That's Isaiah Williams, of course, has kind of taken over that number one role at the wide receiver position. And also Deuce Spann, who has caught, you know, kind of the king of the long ball, had a great catch for a touchdown. What, two straight games, right, with a touchdown for Deuce Spann. Earlier this week, Brett Bielema touched on the relationship between those two former quarterbacks, now wide receivers.
Both of whom aren't a lot of – you got to draw it out of them, right? They're not a real talkative duo. Both unique personalities, awesome, awesome young men, have been raised the right way. I can't say enough about what they represent and – kind of both of them coming from that quarterback background, they automatically, instead of thinking it as, hey, I just wasted a couple of years of quarterback, now going to wide receiver, I've tried to explain to both of them how much they have an advantage over the other receivers, right? They understand defenses, they understand coverages, they understand what a defensive call is trying to do and how that affects them. And I think Deuce in particular has really helped through the guidance of Isaiah. I think Isaiah has done a really nice job, even though it's kind of two different type of wide receiver types, just talking about the transition. And then obviously I read the quotes this week from the way our players like to see Deuce have success. He's an awesome kid. He's fun to be around, very well respected guy in the locker room. So I think as he's had this success, guys have really felt genuine appreciation for him and what he's done. So I'm excited to see his role continue to grow. You know, I think as a head coach in particular, the more you hear your players regurgitate what you say, it's very gratifying and fulfilling because you know these things will work. Like, I've been here, done this, right? Like, I see these teams, you know, begin to have some success in areas they haven't, and I know what's coming here. I want it to be there, but it'll come when we're ready for it. It'll happen when we're in a moment to capitalize on it. But it's those little sidebar conversations that you're referencing, like when Isaiah took it upon himself, that's the old quarterback in him, to go. He knew that Deuce could help us offensively. So for him to put it in a way that I as a coach could never do, right? Like when it's coming from your peers, when it's coming from the guys in the locker room, and that's maybe a little bit more clear to them, especially with certain players. Some kids, whatever a coach says, they're going to snap in, buy in, lock in, do it. But some kids need to hear the reassurance from another voice, and the more it can come from the locker room is better fit for everybody.
That is Brett Bielema speaking about his wide receivers and the confidence that this group will hopefully bring to tonight's game against Maryland. I do think Illinois can score points. I mean, they've shown that this year, not as much so maybe against Virginia, but they have shown that they can score. I mean, this Maryland defense, as you mentioned, a little bit younger. Is this a defense you think that Illinois can at least go out and put some points on the board in your mind?
I think when you look at what Maryland was last year as far as a defense, I mentioned the success that teams had against them on the ground. It's something that Illinois can take advantage of.
Yes.
You just need to see them be more productive in the run game. The fact that you do have Chase Brown and Epstein finally back together in that backfield, that is encouraging. This is not a Maryland team overall that they're not world beaters. As you said throughout the week, it's not Alabama.
No.
And in particular defensively, like, they have a talented offense. And they are legit on that side of the ball. They have some NFL type of players. But mm-hmm. defensively, they're not anything special.
No.
And it's something that you should be able to take advantage of. So I keep leaning back on the fact of being aggressive offensively. And look, if you're not going to overwhelm the opposition at the line of scrimmage, if you're not going to be someone that, okay, we're going to turn around and hand the ball off, even when you know we're going to,
right.
and we're still going to get 4, 5, 6 yards on you, you got to be a little creative. You
got
to throw some jet sweeps out there, some
yep.
reverses, some screens. That's where Tony Peterson has to answer the call, where you're maybe not as dominant, you're not as dominant up front as you expected to be. So you got to throw in a little bit different things that the opponent's not expecting.
Yep.
Get Isaiah Williams in space. Those kind of things, I think, are important that you got to mix into that offense, because I think that's something that, again, I'll go back to it. You're watching the Virginia game. You're watching UTSA, even on third down, where it's like it's third and three, and we can't – Illinois side saying, why can't we get that first down by just turning around and handing the ball off? Maybe you got to be willing to play action. Maybe you got to be willing to call a zone read and get Brandon Peters off the end when they're not expecting – they haven't seen that yet.
Nope.
So I think some of that – creativity is important that we got to see tonight.
I want to ask you about Brandon Peters and what it's going to mean to have him back in the fold. This is a guy that you spent the majority of the offseason directing your offense to. Now, I don't know that there's a huge difference between Brandon Peters and Art Sitkowski in terms of style, but is there a big difference in terms of talent? That'll be the thing that we find out tonight. When we come back, I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit, not only on Brandon Peters and what you think that's going to mean to this team, but also kind of expand a little bit more on the creativity, what you'd like to see, who are some of the guys that you'd like to see maybe answer the bell when it comes to that, and who can Tony Peterson kind of throw out there and throw at Maryland as they try to stay up in this game, because I have a funny feeling that's going to be the idea of the game, is that Illinois is going to have to continue to try to stay up. It is Game Day Live. We are at Pia's. We will be here until 6 o'clock getting you ready for Illinois and Maryland. Kickoff is 8:05 at Memorial Stadium. A lot of great prizes to give away today. Also great food and drink specials at Pia's. Always, that is the case. Even better on College Game Day Live here at Pia's. We are back. It is The Drive.
We've all been through a lot over the past 18 months, and as we enter the fall, just remember, Campus Town Urgent Care will remain one of Central Illinois' most reliable and accessible homes for vaccines, PCR, and rapid testing. Dr. Tom Plura and his staff are open 7 days a week. For information and available times for vaccinations, PCR, and rapid testing, go to campustownurgentcare.com. At 631 East Green Street in Champaign, at the corner of Green and Wright, it's campustownurgentcare.com.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at illinilink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at illinilink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard.
A lot of outside activities. Now, we start with, like, our jumping pillow and our slide. Goats are out there. They're already running around looking for people to feed them, so they love it out there.
And the kitties.
Yeah, all the kittens, yep. We work with the pet pros. show, Dr. Todd Likens,
yes.
And we do rescue cats. So we're rescuing cats, we get them acclimated with the public, and then we adopt them out after that.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
Looking for a great place to work? Dedicated Diesel in Urbana is looking for talented mechanics for small engines to semi-tractors and trailers. These are Monday through Friday shifts with no weekends. Dedicated Diesel offers competitive pay, benefits, and paid holidays. At Dedicated Diesel, we recognize, value, and respect the individual differences of our employees. To apply in person, just come by 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana to Dedicated Diesel or call 217-328-0500.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef, brisket, turkey breast, pork shoulder, and on-the-bone chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend and infused with real hickory smoke for a juicy, award-winning flavor. Add one of their famous sides, and it's a meal. Open for drive-thru, takeout, dine-in, and caterings. And don't forget, you can skip the drive-thru line and order online at hickoryriver.com. Can't wait to see you at one of the Central Illinois Hickory River locations, Urbana, Decatur, Springfield, and Peoria.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chiney Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
An oldie but goodie. It is Friday, and we're playing college football on Friday, and Illinois hasn't won yet on a Friday in college football, so that's not a good stat to come out of a break with to get us all fired up, Derek, but it is true. Maybe they can change that tonight. The teams they've lost to, by the way, on Friday, USF, Penn State, Wisconsin. So now you got Maryland coming to town, and you've got your quarterback back. Brandon Peters back in the fold, of course, started the Nebraska game, got hurt, went out early. Art Sitkowski looked really good, I thought, in that game. And it's not that he's looked bad in the next two games either with UTSA and Virginia, but I just wonder how big of a spread, how big of a difference will it be for Brandon Peters to be under center as opposed to Art Sitkowski? I've got an answer as well. But I'll let you start. How big do you think that'll be for this team?
I think it can be significant, for sure. I think that when you look at the experience and the amount of time that he's played in the Big Ten, the chemistry that he has with this offense should boost the floor of what this team can absolutely be.
Yes.
Now, we've seen Peters when he's had struggles and he lets some mistakes compound and he lets that get the best of him in the past. That happened late last year.
Right.
But I would have more confidence in him having a higher floor than Art Sitkowski, and I think the ceiling should be a little bit higher. As I said, again, a guy that has had that experience in this offense, and I think that when you look at what he's done in the past, I think that just the familiarity with his receivers, I know there are some new ones, that familiar with Deuce Fan still as he's figuring this thing out, but Sitkowski wasn't saying, okay, here's my first read, now I'm going to go to the next one. I think he was panicking a little bit, and Peters should be more comfortable.
Yes.
Should be. But again, I don't think it's like you're going back to Tanner Morgan. You're going back to some of these other veteran quarterbacks Correct. In the league that we've seen have high upside, throw for a bunch of touchdowns. You don't have that in Peters. But you do got to give the guy a shot who's coming back for another year, was winning he won the job, and we'll see what he's got tonight.
I'm with you. I think it could be significant. Is it significant enough that you win the football game? I don't know about that. It'd be great if that was the difference in this thing, but I think you're talking about Brandon Peters, a guy that has played for 2 years at Illinois, has missed time, obviously, with injury, but for the most part has been your starting quarterback for 2 years and now going on to year three. He was the guy they were designing everything around in terms of getting ready for this football season, getting ready for Nebraska. And, you know, he's a guy that has seen some success at Illinois. He led you to a bowl game 2 years ago, so you know that Brandon Peters can do it. I think he's got a better idea of getting through the progressions that we've always talked about a lot, quite a bit, in terms of was Art Sitkowski that good at this in the last couple of weeks. And it's kind of unfair to Art a little bit, if you will, the idea that the sense that, you know, here's a guy that really kind of got thrown into the mix, if you will. And again, I thought he did pretty well, but I think Brandon Peters has the trust of this team. He has the trust of that offensive line. He has the trust of these tight ends, these wide receivers. And I would think that Tony Peterson is maybe going into this game a little bit more of, we have no idea how much Tony Peterson had to dial back. Maybe not much. And that would be a good question to ask him. How much did you dial back the last 2 weeks with Art Sitkowski in there, as opposed to now with Brandon Peters, where I would assume the entire playbook is open, as you mentioned. I think it will make a significant difference tonight. I think Brandon Peters is going to. Now, the rust thing could be an issue. There's no doubt about that. I don't know if you should expect him to come out right off the bat, go out, throw for 300, four touchdowns, and all of a sudden you're rolling. But I certainly think Brandon Peters gives you a better chance at winning a football game, and I'm excited to see that tonight.
That is a fact for sure. And I know that when you look at the first game against Nebraska, and Sitkowski only threw, what, one or two incompletions?
Yeah.
And we marveled at the completion percentage, the efficiency. That really eluded him in the next couple of starts. He was either 5 feet high on most passes or at the shoestrings.
Exactly.
A lot of times. And I think that while you look in Brandon Peters' history, and if you're going to pick something out as far as what's been tough for him, is he's only at best been about a 55% completion percentage kind of guy. So it needs to be higher,
yes,
to be a top half of the Big Ten kind of quarterback. Can he bring that tonight? Can he be accurate? Can he? Because when your quarterback's accurate, your play caller's more confident.
Yep.
I think that that can play out if Peter shows that early on.
It was a short prep week for Illinois. Brett Bielema will touch on that next hour. Also, we're going to talk some basketball. Brad Underwood in the mix a little bit longer with an extension and some recruits on campus. Derek Piper will talk all about that when we come back. We'll give our predictions and Hans D's famous Who You Got. We still have a lot to do. Live at Pia's, it's College Game Day Live. It is The Drive.